It's Brock. It's WIRX out once again, having a great time here, getting some kids some toys, some smiles on their faces. I'm with Jessica. We've been fortunate enough to meet Jessica before. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So last time we saw you was it my own duffel bag? Was that when we saw you?
Yeah, that's when it was. Yep. It was.
So a little while ago, I see you got the little guy there. He's a little little chubbier than the last time I saw him. He's growing up a little bit.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, well, again, we've talked to you before, and you know, you being a foster parent, but just remind everyone, what got you into being a foster parent? What was that draw that made you want to do that?
You know, I think it was a want that, or something that was on our heart for a really long time before we even had our daughter, Journey, who is 5 and a half now. We had a really hard time getting pregnant with Journey, and so we were exploring all kinds of options. Fostering to adopt was definitely out there for us, but we were able to finally get pregnant with her. And then after having her, we just all, my husband and I and Journey, very much wanted to love on other kids. And so that want was still there, and so we just started talking about it as a family, and we all very much had to come to that conclusion on our own. That needed to be a decision that we all felt very strongly about before we were able to kind of move forward. And I was actually just thinking of this today. Last Christmas, we announced that to our family, and then this Christmas, now we have this little boy that we just love so much.
Yeah.
So.
He's a cutie, and again, the circumstances in seeing this, and for me, and Hunter, you know, two parents, we didn't have those issues. We didn't go through a fraction of what these sweet little kids go through, so it's hard to kind of wrap our head around, but then you see the outpouring like this. What does this mean for you as a foster parent, seeing all these kids with some awesome toys, by the way? What does that mean to you to see this?
I mean, this is our first year coming to this, and I am completely blown away by the hearts of those that are donating to these children that, you're right, like, they wouldn't, you know, they would have some of these things, you know, from us, but to be able to come here and know that other people love them and want to help and care for them in this way is just incredible. It's really, I'm blown away by it tonight.
Yeah, this is definitely the holiday spirit here. It's been so awesome. We got the big man here in the chair. Did the little guy get to see him yet?
Yes, first time on Santa's lap. It was amazing.
And see, that right there, that's another thing. These kids that may have not been able to, and even as they get older, maybe they never had this, and now he got to meet Santa for the first time. We got kids getting to see Santa. It's just something so special about tonight that really kind of hits home how important this foster care system is.
Absolutely. The experiences that they have experienced tonight are just ones that they will, I think, carry with them forever, and we will as well.
So. Yeah, that's great. Well, I love it. I think we should get back to the festivities and have some fun and see St. Nick and just put some smiles on some faces.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything that you do. We appreciate it.